So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf cites a brisa. Isi tani, af bali vikuchu nashim peturis. Women are also exempt from the loisa say that forbids making bald spots on the head in anguish over a mess. And the Gemara offers three possible sources. The pasuk states, banim atam lashem lekechem, leitis skaydidu, leitis simu karcha bein enechem lemeis, kiam kadesh ata lashem lekecha. Banim b'lei banis, lekarcha. The word banim excludes women from the iser karcha, and ki am kadosh ata l'shem lekecha legedida. The words am kadosh include women in the iser gedida, scratching or cutting one's flesh in anguish over a mess, because women are part of the Jewish nation as well. As the Gemara explains, meitze ani iser karcha she'ena ele b'makim sar. Women are excluded from the iser karcha because it's kil, weaker, since it is limited to areas of hair only, and marba ani iser gedida she'yeshna b'makim hasar v'sholei b'makim sar. Women are included in the Isser Gedida because it's chamer, more severe since it applies to all areas. The Gama Karcha Karcha Mimnei Aaron. The source is a Gzeres Shava through the word Karcha. The pasuk regarding a Yisrael states, V'leis asimu Karcha bein enechem lameis. And the pasuk regarding Kahanim states, Li'ikirchu Karcha bereisham. Ma'ala hala nashim peturis, afkan nashim peturis. Just as there women are exempt from the Isser Le'ikirchu, so too women are exempt from the Isser V'leis asimu Karcha. And women are pater from the Isra of the Kahanim because Bnei Aaron akulin yoniksiv. The words Bnei Aaron that exclude women from Baltatam alamesim also applies to the later pasuk of Lo Yikichu. The Yalef Bnei Nechem mitzvilin. The source is Xeris Shavah through the word Bnei Nechem. The pasuk here states, V'lesesimu karcho Bnei Nechem lames. And the pasuk of Tfilin states, V'hoyu letetavas Bnei Nechem. Malahalo noshim beturis, avkan noshim beturis. Just as women are exempt from tefillin, they are exempt from bal yikirchu as well. The Gemara adds that from the gzeir shava of v'leisesimu karcha bein enechem lemeis and leikirchu karcha bereishem, we can learn three additional halachas. Ma kan chayav al kol karcha v'karcha, af lahan chayav al kol karcha v'karcha. Just as regarding the isur b'yikirchu of kahanim, one is liable for each and every karcha because the pasuk repeats yikirchu karcha, so to regarding the isur b'yikirchu of Yisrael, one is liable for each karcha. Ma'kan chayv al reish kevein ha'naim, aflahan chayv al reish kevein ha'naim. Just as the Isra of Kahanim applies to the entire head, because the pasuk specifies bereishim, so too the Isra of Yisrael is on the entire head, even though the pasuk says bein einechem. U'malahalan ameis, afkan al meis. Just as the Isra of Yisrael is only when the karcha was done in anguish over a mess, so too the Isra of Kahanim is only when done because of a mess. And banim atam Hashem lekechem also teaches that Klal Yisrael are considered children of Hashem. That's a brisa cites machlokes. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Bezman shatim noigim minig banim atim kriim banim." Klal Yisrael are considered children of Hashem only if they conduct themselves accordingly. Ein atim noigim minig banim, ein atim kriim banim. However, they are not considered banim if they do not act accordingly. Rabbi Meir disagrees and says, "Benkach u'benkach atim kriim banim." Klal Yisrael are always considered children of Hashem regardless of their behavior. Remeir cites several psukim and concludes with "V'hoye b'makom asher yemulhem loy ami atem yamulhem bnei el choy." Even if Klal Yisrael is not worthy to be called the nation of Hashem, they are nevertheless considered children of Hashem. Zok the Mishnah: Hasmiches v'tnuves v'agoshes v'kemitzes v'aktores v'malikes v'kabbalas v'hazoyes noigim ba'anoshim v'loy b'noshim. Regarding all aspects of avoid in the Beis Hamikdash, only men are eligible, but women are exempt and disqualified even if she was a kahanis. As the Gemara explains, regarding all these avodis, the pasuk either states b'nei Yisrael or b'nei Aaron, which excludes women. Chutz mimincha seita b'nezira shehein manifis, with the exception of a woman who is either a seita or nazir, that she does perform tnufa. As the Gemara explains, minayin l'mincha seita shetu'una tnufa begufa, the seita must herself perform tnufa with her mincha because there is a gzeir shava through the word yad. The pasuk of Saita states, V'loka ha'koyim yada isha, v'heinav ha'sa mincha. And the pasuk of Ikarben Shlamim states, Yadav t'viyena, l'heinav oisa t'nufa. Ma'kan kain, aflahan kain. Just as regarding Saita, the Torah specifies that the kain does the tnufa of Shlamim also requires a kain. Ma'lahalam balam, afkan balam. And just as regarding Shlamim, the Torah specifies that the owner does the tnufa of Saita also requires the owner. Ha'ketzad. Kain machnes yadi tachas yad bailam amenef. The kain places his hand under the owner's hand, and together they wave the mincha. And a woman who is a nazira must also perform tnufa with her mincha, because there is a gzeir shava through the word kaf. The pasuk of Saita states of nasan al kapeha, and the pasuk of nazir states of nasan al kapeha nazir. Just as the tnufa of Saita is by the owner, so too the tnufa of nazir is by the owner.